It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Hit Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BNP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening tip to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your game day headquarters all season long.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with meal steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online only at Taco John's.
Here to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where we're getting set for college basketball this afternoon in the Heart of America Athletic Conference of the NAIA. It is the semifinals of the women's postseason basketball tournament as the Lady Ravens of Benedictine play host to Grandview. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering in the Care Sports Studio. He does it all the time, and he's good at it. Joseph, thanks, man. Tom Counts with you here courtside. The crowd continues to file in, and I'm going to tell you, a lot of times, because of distance involved and Philly and other things, sometimes the visitors are not real well represented with fans. Well, Grandview is well represented here today, as they have brought a lot of folks to cheer them on. Okay, the rest announcers introducing the starters. Let me do it for you. First of all, for Grandview, under head coach Jasmine Storr, they're going to be starting senior Amaya Davidson at 5'9". She's out of Urbandale, Iowa. From Jeff City, Missouri, the 5'7" sophomore Claire Galbraith. Ellie Nock is from Dyke, Iowa. She's a junior at 6'1". Anna Gosling, Johnson, Iowa native, as 5'6" senior. And running out the Lady Vikings starters, it's going to be Eva Salsep at 5'9" from Altoona. She's a sophomore. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, under head coach Chan Folsom, his assistant coach Andy Connolly and Josie Weiser. BC is going to be starting Riley Brogerman, the 5'8" junior from Lenexa. Out of Corning, Kansas, at 5'7", the freshman Owen Dieters. Michaela Bauman, the senior from Blair, Nebraska, is 5'8". And the sisters from Adel, Iowa, Kelly Stewart, the 6'1" freshman, and Nicole Stewart, the 5'11" junior. Tell you what, these teams, both of these teams, have got a lot of honors in the conference postseason recognition. For example, for Benedictine, let's just start right off with the assistant coach of the year in the conference is Andy Connolly. The freshman of the year, it's Kelly Stewart. Riley Brogerman on the first team, Owen Dieters on the third, and Nicole Stork also a first-team player, Kelly Stork on the second team. So Benedictine for their starting five on the postseason team. For Grandview, Amaya Davidson is on the first team, as is Anna Gosling. And so Grandview loaded up with quality players. Now, This is not the first time these two teams have played this season. In fact, they met right here in Atchison, January the 17th, and Benedictine won that game 66-48. Since then, Grandview's done nothing but win. They have won 10 consecutive, including their quarterfinal win over number 6, Peru State, 80-60. So, we've got a couple of teams who are red high. Talk about hot. How about Benedictine? They won 14 of their last 15 games coming into this one here this afternoon. Grandview on the floor first in the traveling black uniforms with red and white. Benedictine to the home white with red and black. We're set to go and hope you enjoy women's college basketball semifinals of the conference tournament. The official comes to the center circle as the ball goes up the tip. Controlled down by Grandview. We're underway. Here come the Lady Vikings. They work around the outside. Benedictine is going to start right off with that player defense. They'll flash out of the baseline. No room there. Kick it out on top. Batted away. It's going to go out of bounds. Great defense by Bruggeman. Benedictine is going to force the turnover, and the Lady Ravens are going to have it in play. Again for Benedictine, Brueggemann, Dieters, Bauman, Stork, and Stork. Dieters into the work court over to Michaela. She was just blistering hot at the start of the game a couple of nights ago. Had a career-high 14 points in that contest. Here's Dieters. Pulls up for three. Off the rim. Rebound tipped around. It's going to be controlled down by Grandview. Anna Gosling pulls down the board, and she will run into the floor. Anna Gosling's this team's leading scorer, averages over 17 a game. Grandview works it over to the top. Here's a three, set sail and missing, and an offensive rebound is going to be cleared down. Grandview's going to keep it alive. Here's a three from the left. It's up, it's good, and it's all set with the first bucket of the ball game, and Grandview is broken on top, 3-0. 8:50 to go in the opening quarter. Lady Ravens held this team. I told you that score a little bit ago, back on January 17th, held Grandview to 48 points. What have they done since then? How are they playing, you ask? Well, that's a fair question. The answer is, since the Ravens held them to 48, as the three goes up for Benedictine, and it's going to go off the rim and over the backboard and out of bounds to Grandview. Grandview is averaging over 70 a game since then. So that kind of bumped them into high gear a little bit. Matter of fact, they're averaging 73.4. over this current 10-game winning streak they're on. 8.5 to go in the opening quarter. Grandview with the basketball leading it early here, 3-0. Now the cross-court pass is going to be batted. It's on the floor. It's going to be picked up. Here comes Bergman. Ravens are going to run over to the left side to Dieter. She'll square. She'll shoot. The three is off. Rebound out of bounds to Benedictine. And that really has Anna Gosling upset. She is bent over, pumping her fist, saying, "It was not off me." Ravens are going to get it in at the baseline. And that's got Coach Storr coming up to the official down at the baseline, her end. And she's having a word with them, too. BC will put it in play. Bergman, mid-range jump shot off the mark. Lady Ravens having trouble getting the thing in the bucket. And here's a three for Bauman. She'll put him on the board and tie this game. 3-3, 2 minutes in. Back up the court with it is going to be Gosling. She'll dump it off on top. Davidson with the basketball over to the left side to Galbraith. She'll cross over, kick it back to the left side, knock into the baseline corner left, Salsit. They work the perimeter, moving the ball very smoothly, just constantly. Now the drive into the lane, one-handed runner is going to be off the mark. Rebounding it down, Dieters. BC is going to run. Dieters up the floor very quickly. Bombs it over to the left side. Brueggemann thinking about the three, then pulls it back down. Now she'll pull up and she'll shoot. It's off the mark. Rebound tipped out of bounds at the baseline to Benedictine. It'll be off the fingertips of Salsett. Eva Salsett averages over 4 rebounds a game. Basie will have it in front of the pit. Pitt is here with good numbers and lots of enthusiasm. And here's a turnaround by Kelly underneath. She couldn't get it to fall. The conference freshman of the year did not finish his shot, but draws a foul and is coming to the free throw line. The foul is going to be on Grandview's Ellie Knock. It'll be her first foul of the game by either team. And Kelly Stork at the free throw line knocks it in for the first time today. Benedictine is in front. Kelly Stork coming to the line, a 70.4% free throw shooter in 25-26. Second shot, perfect. It is 5-3 Lady Ravens. It's 7:20 to go in the first. Grab you on top with Galbraith. Over to the right corner. Gosling buries the three. And that's what you got to be concerned about. Anna Gosling putting her team back in front at 6-5. 7 minutes to go, first quarter. Bergman with the basketball in front of it. Dragging Venture. Her shot goes up, does not go in. And Riley's 0-for-3 in the early moments of the game. Grambule swing around to the left side. Now they're in front of the Benedictine bench. 6:45 to go in the first. The feed down to the baseline. Cross court, it goes into the corner. Crossing will go three, and that was off the rim. Rebound going to be tipped out, and it'll be saved in the corner. Knock will come up with the basketball. Her pass to the top. The dish across to the left side. Going to be saved by Gosling. Shot clock at 14. Plenty of time. Now the ball's going to be slapped free. Knocked away down the floor. Ravens are fighting for it. We're going to get a jump ball called. And we got a player on the court for Grandview not getting up right away. She's still down there. And we probably need to have somebody come in and take a look at her. Grandview's coach and bench has made no effort at all to go out of the floor. And now they're going to get a sub to the scorer's table as slowly crawling to her feet. It's going to be Eva Solseth, the 5'9 sophomore. She's coming off the floor, kind of holding her left arm shoulder a little bit, and goes all the way down immediately to the end of the bench. And she's rubbing the left shoulder rotator area, and the team trainer is giving her a look-see as the Ravens come up floor with the basketball. Into the game for Grandview has come Lily Smith, the 5'6 freshman from Minnesota. Benedictine to the baseline. Kelly will go three. That's off the mark. And rebound taken down. Here comes Grandview. BC shooting pretty cold right out of the gate. And by pretty cold, I mean 14%. That's pretty cold. 6 minutes ago in the opening quarter. It is a 6-5 Viking lead. Grandview to the right side. Galbraith swings it over to the corner to Smith. Down between the circles to Knott. Galbraith with it again. Pass to the middle. Stolen by Dieters. She anticipates the pass. Steals it away. Driving down all the way to the corner. Bergman out on top to Dieters in the middle of Kelly. She will go in, go up. Hook shot gets it. Kelly Stork puts Benedictine back in front. 7-6. 5.5 to go in the first. Three-point jump shot. Aired up. Missed. Nothing but Benedictine players beneath the goal for the rebound, and here comes the BC offense. The running three. Bergman from downtown! She's running up the floor. Nobody sits in front of her, and she just sails it up and through, and the Lady Ravens go up 10-6. 5:05 to go. Approaching the midpoint of the opening quarter. Quickly down the right side with the basketball. It's going to come Gosling. Shot up, no. Rebound Benedictine. And again, as the shot goes up, interestingly, Grandview all turns to go to the other end of the floor defensively. Here's a turnaround by Kelly. It falls up over to Raymond Good. Grandview may need a timeout, and they're going to take it. This is a great timeout by a young coach, Jasmine Storr, as the Ravens are on a run, leading by 6. Timeout on the court. 4:44 to go in the opening quarter in Atchison, Kansas. Benedictine 12, Grandview 6.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Well, today's game features, as we've been talking about, 7 all-conference selections for Grandview, Anna Gosling, and Amaya Davison, first team, Taryn Ottman, third team, for Benedictine, Ronnie Brigham, and Nicole Stork, first team, Kelly Stork, second team, and freshman of the year, and Owen Dieters, third team. So, there are some great players out here this afternoon. Now, coming out of the timeout, here comes Grandview. Benedictine is on a 7-0 run right now. Let's see if the Vikings are going to be able to answer. They need a bucket here just to stem the tide in front of the Raven fans here in the Nola Gymnasium. Way out on the right side with it. Gosling heads for the baseline. Has the ball slapped out of her hands. It's going to go out of bounds off Grandview. Benedictine is guarding the bench, bringing in both Kyla Fitzgerald and Diana Moser, and also Hattie Gross. So the Ravens have brought in three. Lady Brueggemann and Nicole Stork on the floor. Inbound pass comes out on top. Grandview. They have also gone to the bench. Pass to the top. The shot for three. It's going to be off the mark. And rebound, Brueggemann. Grandview has gone to the bench and brought Abigail Jones into the game, a 6'1 senior from Waukee, Iowa. Ravens with the basketball, leading it by six. 4 minutes to go in the opening quarter. On the left side, it's going to be Nicole. Puts it out on top. Moser pulls back, goes up. It's three, too strong. Rebound. It's trying to slap it away. We're going to get a foul on Hattie. Hattie Gross has a wrap, if you will, around her wrist and the left thumb. She got that thumb kind of bent back and injured in the Mid-America game Saturday. So it has been recovering. The good news for her is it is on her offhand. Here's a three for Grandview. It's up and in from the right side. And knocking it down is going to be Abby Jones. Her first points of the game. And how about this? 12-9. All Grandview scoring has been from the outside on three-point shots. They have not been able to do anything in the middle. Ravens on top to Moser. She will go into the lane. The defense steps aside. Her running layup misses. And as Hattie comes out with the basketball, she gets undercut. No foul called. Up forward the basketball. It's going to be Gosling. She'll go with a running 17-foot shot. Up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Kyla. Here comes Brueggemann into the forecourt. Dribbling with the left, directing traffic with the right. Brings it out on top. Kyla launches a hard three. Too much on it. And a rebound cleared away by Smith. Grandview running in the other direction. 2:50 to go. The pass over to the left side. Gets it there to Davison. She'll cross underneath. Have a block from behind. And a rebound foul. I think that is going to be on Moser. It is. Kyla Moser picking up her first foul. It'll be Lady Raven, team foul two. Kelly Stork will come back in, and Owen Dieters back out of the floor as the Ravens have now rotated all starters off the floor. Free throw up and rattles in. First point of the game for Amaya Davidson. Davidson averages 12.4 a game. Her second free throw is no good, and on the rebound, it's going to be tipped down, taken down by Dieters. Here comes BC. Lady Ravens with the ball. They'll feed to Kelly. On the right side of the lane, on the floor once, twice, dumps it over to Dieters. She'll drive in, pulls up, eight-footer, boom. Owen Dieters for two. It is 14-10 Lady Ravens, 2.5 to go in the opening quarter. Gosling down the right side, nearly has the ball snapped out of her hands. It's going to be saved by Jones. Back out on top, it'll go. Grandview will drive into the lane, twisting, turning, putting the shot up, no, and we get a Raven foul on the spinning shot by Davison. They will call a block, and two free throws coming up. The foul is going to be on Moser, and very quickly, she has picked up a second foul, and probably coming out, she is, yeah. Into the Lady Raven lineup, it will be Lily Martin. A 5'6" freshman from Bishop Carroll High School. Free throw, rolls, and it goes in. Davison, one of two at the line, now two of three. This one makes it three out of four. 14-12, Lady Ravens by a pair. As we're down to 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Women's college basketball this afternoon in a conference semifinal game in a postseason tournament. Kelly will kick it out on top. Here's Hattie. Back to Kelly. Backs in. Twist. Turns. Backdoor pass. A shot is up and good by Kyla Fitzgerald. 16-12. That was a great hard work in the middle by the Lady Ravens. They were patient. They knew what they wanted to do. Here's a drive to the right block. Is it a blocking foul? Wow, I thought that might have been a charge. the collision off the right side of the lane, and we will have a foul called. 42, there is no 42. This official just called a player's number who's on the bench. How in the world he did that, I am absolutely unsure. That is stunning. Now he's going to guess at who it was because he doesn't know for sure. Now he's going to be right, but he guessed. The foul is going to be on Owen Dieters. At the free throw line, the first shot, up and in. So, getting a both free throws. It's now 16-15. And we're a minute and a half to go in the first half. Feet over to the left side. It's going to be to Lily. Out on top, Hattie in the lane from eight. Boom! Hattie goes for two. 18-15, Benedictine. 1:11 to go in the opening quarter. This is exactly as you had expected this game to begin. There's a feed to the right block. The kick to the top. Galbraith will drive in. Stop. Bring it out on top. Here goes Ottman for three. Nope. Rebound, Lady Raven. Up the floor, Owen Dieters. In the last minute now of the opening quarter, Benedictine with the basketball, leading it by three. The kick over to the left side. Back out on top. Kyla for three. Rolls off the rim. No. Rebound to go back down. Galbraith, Grandview taking it the other way. Into the forecourt. With it will come Galbraith. She'll cross over to the left side. Dump it over to the right to Jones. Coach Storr on her feet. Way up, leaning on the scorer's table as she's giving instruction to her team. Shot clock and game clock about 10 seconds apart. Approaching the end of the opening quarter. A long three-point shot is going to set sail. No good. Hattie coming out with a rebound. Gets it away to Owen and Dieters. Up the floor. Ravens 14, 13, 12 seconds left in the first quarter. And they're up three. Owen, left side, 17-foot jump shot, wide left. Rebound is on the floor. Picked up. Outlet. Nobody down on the other end. All alone at the buzzer. Missed it. And Bunny missed by Grandview. And we've come to the end of the opening quarter with a timeout on the court here in Atchison, Kansas. The Benedictine Lady Ravens 18, Grandview 15.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Look at the scoring in the opening quarter. How about Grandview? You've got five players, three apiece. Now, conventionally, you got Claire Galbraith, who hit a shot and the plus one. You got Amaya Davidson, three out of four at the free throw line. And then Anna Gosling, Eva Solseth, and Abby Jones, each hitting a three-point shot in the first quarter for Benedictine. 6 points apiece for Michaela Bauman and Kelly Stork. Michaela, two out of three, three-point shooting for Benedictine. Addie Gross has two, and Tyler Fitzgerald has two, and Owen Dieters has two for BC. They've got one, I'll tell you what, that one shot is, I'm going to fix this. I am not going to change my slope up. I believe Michaela Bauman and Randy Brueggemann each have a three. I believe that they've got Randy with none and two for Michaela, but I'm afraid I'm going to switch that up a little bit. The numbers all add up the same. It is 18-15 Benedictine. Up court with the basketball to begin the second quarter. Here's Grandview. They'll send it off to the top. Driving into Smith from 12, way short. Rebounding it down, Riley Brueggemann. So here comes the Lady Raven offense, and for head coach Chad Folsom, the original starting five. There's a three. That's all, Michaela. And she got six. 21-15, Lady Ravens at 9:20 to go in the opening half. The feed to the base, the kick to the wing, the three, launched and missed. Rebounding it down is going to be Dieters. Here comes BC on offense. Benedictine up a half a dozen. Over to the left side, Brueggemann. Sidesteps her defender, kisses it off the window and scores. Brueggemann with five. 23-15. Now, the last time the Ravens had a lead like this, Coach Storr for Grandview took a timeout. Wanted to stem that Benedictine momentum, and it worked. We'll see if she likes to do the same thing here in the event her team does not score. 23-15 BC, 8.5 to go in the first half. Got a great halftime coming up for you here on this postseason tournament Saturday afternoon. We're going to have, as the shot from the outside is up and way off, that's got to be a shot clock violation. We're going to have Benedictine men's head coach Ryan Moody joining us at halftime. We'll talk about the just completed BC men's basketball season and some of the players and some of the honors and what to look forward to. So we will be looking forward to chatting with head coach other guys, Ryan Moody, at halftime here today. Right now, though, Benedictine women leading by 8 have control of the basketball. Nicole Stork to Brueggemann. Riley, little kind of behind the back pass to Kelly. Has it stripped out of her hands. It's on the floor. Stolen by Grandview. Here comes Anna Gosling. She'll back away one of the three. Dieters did a great job of denying that shot. Gets it over to Galbraith. To the right side, it'll be Ottman. Driving down the line, knock. She'll stop on the block, lose a ball, and gets knocked to the floor. And we're going to get a Raven foul, and it is going to be on Kelly. So Kelly Stewart collects her first foul of the game. It's the first foul of the second quarter by either team. Inbound it comes, a three shot, nope. An offensive rebound by Davison. Feeds across the left side, knock goes up and in. Ellie Knott collects her first point of the ball game, 23-17 at 7.5 to go, first half. Here's Brueggemann with it on top to Dieters. They'll feed Nicole. She'll back in, skips it over to the right side. Kelly, too strong for three. And a rebound is on the floor. Saved away by Grandview. Here comes Gosling. Over to the right side, Galbraith. Top side, Gosling. A very long three. It's very short. And the Lady Ravens are going to just let that thing bounce out of bounds. They had the opportunity to rebound it and transition. Decided to just let it bounce a couple of times. There was no Grandview player anywhere in the vicinity. Here comes the BC offense. Happy to have you with us here in Atchison, Kansas on a beautiful end of February Saturday afternoon. Nicole will back in, hook shot, wide to the left side. And rebound, back up with it comes Grandview. And Benedictine held Grandview to a season-low 48 points in the first meeting between these teams. Now the ball batted away, it's on the floor, and picked back up again for the Vikings. They'll dish it over to the right side. The three shot, in and out. Rebound, Brueggemann. Ravens are going to run this time. They will rebound it and will transition. Brueggemann races down, thinking about pulling up for the shot, but Davison gets in front of her quickly. Now she'll cut loose, and it's no good. The board cleared away by Knock, and again, up forward to basketball is going to be Anna Gosling. She'll pull up her dribble in the backcourt. Ravens in her hip pocket. Crossbow pass is stolen. Fitzgerald comes out on John Brueggemann. Jumps it over to Dieters. She'll drive into the lane. Kicks it underneath. Beautiful move into the basketball. And the bucket by Nicole Storr. Nicole's first points of the game. And the Lady Ravens, that was a thing of beauty. The way they moved the ball and the selflessness of that possession. It's down 25-17, Benedictine at 5:47 to go in the opening half. Half coming out topside. It's going to be Gosling. She'll accelerate, goes into the lane, falling away, puts up with the right hander. Good. The shots like that are the reason Anna Gosling is a first-team all-conference player. The feed down low is going to be out of the reach for Nicole. Benedictine is going to turn it over into the game for Grandview. is going to be Lily Smith and Abigail Jones. And we'll just reset the Raven 5 as Ronnie Brueggemann and Michaela Bauman will be out there with Kyla Fitzgerald, Lily Martin, and Nicole. And driving in, beautiful job by Brueggemann. She ties up the basketball topside on Smith. And Lily Smith, the 5'6 freshman from Proctor, Minnesota, is going to turn it over. Ravens will have it in play from the backcourt. 5:20 to go in the first half. Ravens with the ball, leading at 25-19. Again, gliding into the forecourt. It's going to be Nicole Stork will have it back out on top. Here's a three for Fitzgerald. No. Rebound. Grandview. Pulling down the basketball is going to be Ellie Knock, and now it's going to be loose. It's on the floor, and it's going to be stolen away. What a great job by Brueggemann, and finally Gosling grabs her from behind, and that was just a frustration call. Coach Stoll wants a jump ball. The Ravens want a foul with the aggressive, and they're going to call a jump. Wow. I'm going to tell you what. These teams are getting at it now. If you like a hard game, you got to be loving this one. We're going to get our media break. It occurs very coincidentally at 4:58 to go. We're in the opening half here in Atchison, Kansas. Great game going. Benedictine 25, Grandview 19.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
You can hear in the background in the Nolan Gymnasium, the crowd having a good time. And why wouldn't you? You've got a Benedictine Lady Raven team that's been fantastic all year. They're at home this afternoon in the semifinals of the conference tournament, leading it by a half a dozen. Benedictine in front, 25-19. Welcome back, everybody. On the court for the Lady Ravens, Lily Martin and Riley Brueggemann, Kyla Fitzgerald, Michaela Bauman, and Nicole Stork. For Grandview, you're going to have, thank you, you're going to have Amaya Davidson back in the game. Who else do I have out there? I've got Smith out on the floor, Ellie Knott, Anna Gosling, and Jones. And now we're going to get a traveling violation. So after all of that, Ellie Knott comes down the floor, and we talk about it all the time. A five should never, ever dribble a ball. Well, Allie, 6'1", thought she was going to move in a little closer to the rim, and in the process, travels. Here comes Benedictine. Brueggemann with the basketball. Ravens are working over to the left side. Lily feeds underneath. Michaela shot up, and then Lily with the assist. Michaela has eight. And it's 27-17 on the inbound play. There's an outlet pass turned over. And the Ravens are going to have it in play in the backcourt. Benedictine leading at 27-19 at 4.5 to go. Brueggemann walks it up the floor. Looks over her right shoulder. Coach Folsom gets the play. Pulls up with a running jump shot. Throws it down. Ronnie Brueggemann with seven. And Benedictine with a double-digit lead. It is their first 10-point advantage today. 4 minutes and 12 to go in the first half. A pivotal moment for Grandview in this game. On the left side with it is going to be Anna Gosling. That's who you want if you're Grandview. Her shot is up and missing. Rebound pulled down by Nicole. Gets it away to Riley, and Brueggemann will run into the forecourt down the far side. Pulls up, doesn't take the shot. Skip pass underneath. Backing in. Kyla turns and shoots and scores. Kyla Fitzgerald. She's got four, and that's enough for Coach Jasmine Storr. Grandview taking a timeout. We're taking it with them. 3:47 to go in the opening half. Benedictine 31, Grandview 19.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Lady Ravens are on a 6-0 run in the last 43 seconds. They've hit three of their last three shots. Grandview, conversely, has turned it over four times in the last 2 minutes, five times in the last three and a half. And now Grandview putting it in play in the backcourt, and the Ravens are going to press this thing up the floor. It'll come into the forecourt on the pass over to the right side. Inside shot, up, easy shot, miss! But the follow shot, miss! The follow shot, up, miss! It's on the floor, it's out of bounds, it's Raven basketball! 3-point blank layups for Grandview. And Coach Storrs just walking in front of a team with a big smile, and he's like, you know what? We got the shots we wanted, and it's all we could do. Get your best shot, and you think it's going to go in. Three times it did not. Here comes Benedictine. Here goes Brueggemann. Hits the three! Riley Brueggemann, and Benedictine has kicked open the door. It's now 34-19, Lady Ravens with a 15-point lead. 3 minutes to go in the first half. The ball over to the right side. Desperately now, Grandview needs a score, and the Ravens steal the basketball. Here comes Brueggemann. Over to the left side, Kyla. Fitzgerald, top side, Riley. Thought about the running three. She'll stop, pop the three, no. Rebound, Nicole. In traffic underneath the goal, it's on the floor. Players are going to dive on the ball. It'll be a jump possession, Ravens. So Benedictine is going to be putting it in play with 2:46 to go in the first half and a 15-point lead. 34-19 Lady Ravens. Grandview has not scored now in about 3 minutes, and the Ravens have hit four of the last five. A 9-0 Benedictine run right now. To play in the half. And now we have the officials, and they're jammed up out there. This crew has struggled today, okay? Typically, postseason, semifinals of a conference tournament, you know, you're going to bring out your best and brightest. And these guys are probably pretty good. Again, I am unfamiliar with this crew, as I was with the quarterfinal crew the other night. So I don't know where they brought these guys in from, but it's a new group. Ravens are going to inbound it. Nicole Stork way out on top to Dieter. She'll go three. There it is! Owen D for three. 37-19 Benedictine. An 18-point lead. And more 2.5 to go in the first half. Grandview nearly turns it over. Able to save it to the left side of the free throw line. Into the corner. It's going to go to Knock. Out on top. Uncontested. Davidson misses. Rebound tipped out on top. BC controls it down. Michaela Bauman with the board. Grandview cannot buy a point, and we're 2:10 to play in the opening half. Benedictine looking for a 20-point lead now. Over to the right side, Dieters goes back to Fitzgerald. Give her the two. Dieters an assist. Kyla has six, and it's 39-19. And the upcourt pass for Grandview is thrown away, and this team is in trouble. I know it's early. I know there's a 1:50 to go in the first half. But you find yourself playing badly. You find yourself not scoring for 4 minutes. You find yourself down 20 in the first half on the road. This is not where you want to be. Fitzgerald out of the ball game, and we're going to get Kelly Stork back in. Lady Ravens up the floor. Skip pass over to the left side to Kelly. Out on top, Nicole. Over to Michaela. She'll go three. Yes! Michaela for three. The Ravens just beating them now. It is 42-19. A minute and a half to go in the half. And there's the bucket that breaks the scoreless string for Grandview. Amaya Davidson hits a layup. Benedictine will feed into the middle. Kelly will drive across, twist and turn, and gets fouled. Are they going to be no continuation, they're going to say. The ball's going to be put in play from out of bounds for Benedictine as a foul is on Claire Galbraith. It is 42-21. A 1:18 to go. First half. Again, we're going to be right into our interview with Coach Moody as soon as this half ends. There's a shot. Michaela doesn't get it, and the rebound saved by Kelly. Out on top to Mosier. And BC's going to reset the offense. 1 minute to play, first half. Brueggemann comes back to the scorer's table. Shot clock at 7. Mosier to Nicole for 3. Oh, my goodness! Nicole Stork for 3. 45-21. Benedictine by 24. We're in the last minute of the half, and the Ravens are going to come up with a steal. Here comes Dieters. She's 1-on-2. Not going to go all the way to the rack. She'll back it away. Now accelerate to the baseline. Comes out on top. Mosier will step in the lane. Crossover. Lay it up. Won't get it. Rebound. Pulled down by Grandview. Coach Stewart is on her feet. They made it slow down. I'd like to end the half with a bucket, you know. 25 seconds left in the half. 22 on the shot clock. To the right side, it's going to be Galbraith. Double team. Turns around. 16-footer. Way short. Rebound. Ravens. And Benedictine will have the final shot of the first half. Dieters into the forecourt. Big job for Coach Folsom at halftime, keeping these ladies interested. They are up by 24. The feed goes underneath. The feed goes across. The pick to the top. The three at the buzzer is off the mark, and we are at halftime. We'll be back with the second half. Right now, though, we're going to get a little visit with Raven head coach Ryan Moody. Halftime in the Nolan Gym. It's all Benedictine. Lady Ravens 45, Grandview 21.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with Meal Steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these Meal Steals in-restaurant or online only at Taco John's.
We got Ryan Moody, head coach of the Benedictine men's basketball team, with us. Coach, seasons come and go, and this one got over a little sooner than we'd like to, but you know what? We're going to look back on this one and say a lot of good things came out of it.
Yeah, I think so, Tom. I mean, you know, I'm really happy with the guys' effort throughout the course of this year. They put in tons of time and work, and, you know, we were just a little inconsistent at times, and I think that's maybe attributed mostly to just some youth. You know, we played a lot of sophomores. We played some guys in kind of their first quality minutes. And but in the end, I mean, you know, we were a handful of possessions away from almost 20 wins. And so, you know, there's a lot to learn from that. And I think that's the biggest takeaway is wanting, you know, to use what we did this year to take us into next year.
And they had some big wins. I mean, we're going to look back on the season. You can look at that William Penn victory. There's a team I think scored to the national tournament, and you had some good conference season and beat a lot of good teams.
Yeah, I thought we played really well in league. I thought our non-con was a really difficult schedule and had an opportunity to win a couple of those games and just came up a little bit short. To kind of to the inconsistency maybe isn't the fairest word, but just, you know, I mean, we literally I think had 5-1 possession games, and you know, there was, it's not like the guys weren't trying to execute. We just, the ball didn't go our way. And yeah, I think the William Penn win's a good win. But you know, in the end, it really comes down. And if you look at our league across the board, Tom, I mean, Graceland and William Penn have by far and away been the most consistent teams and on both sides of the basketball, to be honest with you. So, and they're sitting here now and they're going to play in the conference final on Monday night. They both won last night. They're both sitting at over 20 wins. And like you said, they're both going to the national tournament. So, you know, we had a little run here, the last couple of years of not making the postseason tournament and not kind of being up to the standards that we want the program to be at. But when you do it the way we've done it, which it's 2026 and, you know, the transfer portal and the transfer market is, just a huge factor anymore in everybody's rosters. And we've kind of done it mostly with, you know, developing high school guys. And we've got a great young group, that can return. You know, we'll meet with our guys next week, in individual meetings and find out, you know, who's coming back and who's not. I have a feeling, you know, at least my gut tells me right now that I think the core will come back. I don't see why they wouldn't, but it's just a new time, you know? And so when you do it that way, you got to develop your young guys. You got to sprinkle in a couple transfers, and we did that a little bit this year and had some success. And I think this is just a building block. I really do. I think we're starting to get back into that, that mode of getting back into the top half of the league, contending for a league title and getting back to the national tournament. It's a process. I mean, it's, you know, we really can't at Benedictine for multiple factors, just bring in 12 new guys, you know, that are 1 and 2 year guys. It just doesn't work that way. Like some institutions and they've got, you know, I guess, I don't know if they've got, but they've had the ability to do stuff like that. I don't even know if that's necessarily how I, as the head coach or our program would want to operate. So, you know, building blocks and keep moving forward.
Coach, you talk about the guys that you built this with. Graduation is going to steal 4 of them away from you this year. And we're just going to take a minute, if you don't mind. We're going to talk about those. Like, we've got to talk first about Preston Reynolds. Here's a guy who even came back, you know, in his grad year. And I thought Preston had his best year as a Raven this year. I was impressed with how I think even in grad year, I felt like he just improved and made big steps forward.
Oh, huge, huge. I mean, the biggest thing that contributed to his success, you know, and thankfully he stayed with us and, you know, played his full 4 years. That's a tribute to him and probably Benedictine College and the education that he's going to get there. But I mean, the biggest thing for Preston was health. You know, I don't know if any, you know, 2 years ago, Preston had almost a career-ending ankle injury and had to have surgery and was out 6 to 7 months in the off season with no pressure on that ankle at all. And it takes you a solid 10, 12 months to get back from something like that. And so this year, healthy, you know, Preston showed what he could do. He's a point forward, can pass the ball, could rebound, ended up being, you know, all defensive team in the heart this year as one of the best defenders. I think he had 50, 60 steals on the year and rebounded at a really high clip. So we're going to miss him for sure. You know, we've got some guys in the program, Drew Purdy, Gabe Sidzik, that are kind of that natural position that are different players than him. Shoot it a little bit better, but the thing that Preston brought was maturity, toughness on the glass, and his vision. I mean, man, could the kid can pass. And at that point forward position, it really did. He set up other guys. So definitely going to miss Preston, but really proud of what he accomplished. You know, we talk about seniors and, you know, what their job is, and it's to leave it better than they got it. And the reality is our senior class that's going to graduate in May did that. You know, we're sitting at a winning record, an opportunity to play in the postseason tournament. Like I said, a step forward. It's not exactly, you know, where we want to be, but we're moving forward, and that's a big tribute to those guys.
Yeah, Bryson Lurie out there, another 1,000-point guy, and he was just solid. He was just consistent. You could always look to him and say, you need somebody to score something for you, you would look at him.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, yeah, he's such a special young man, was super consistent. I mean, we knew getting him out of high school, Tom, he had the highest field goal percentage of any player in Kansas City his senior year in high school. And so we knew that he was efficient. We knew that he took good shots. We knew that he had a good basketball IQ, that he wasn't going to take bad shots. And that's really what he did throughout the course of his career. I mean, he played as a freshman. He's a true 4-year guy. He was consistent, especially down, you know, the last 2 to 3 years of his career, averaging right around that 12, 13 points a game mark. And some nights he'd go bigger. He was a solid, solid wing for us and a second team, third team all heart player this year. And, you know, just a resilient kid. I mean, I know that people probably know the story, but he lost his father back in November. And early in this season, and, you know, went through some struggles with that and came out of the break and kind of found his rhythm and played really, really well down the stretch despite some super tough circumstances, unexpectedly losing his dad. And he's just a rock for this team. I know all the guys look up to him, and I'm extremely proud of his effort, extremely proud of the toughness that he showed and the resilience. And I know he's going to go out and do great things when he graduates.
You also had a young man, Ben Seduka. You talk about a guy who battled, I think, through some injury, and he was just a quiet guy that did everything you asked him to do, I think.
Yeah, Ben Seduka's a great, you know, I consider him backup five, but, you know, just he's actually coming back. He's got a grad year, so he redshirted his first year. He is listed as a senior, but he'll get into the MBA program at Benedictine. And he'll have kind of like a year like Preston, where he'll have his grad year, but it's actually his 4th year of eligibility. So excited to have him and Aiden Sullivan back. I mean, they give you that 6'8", 230 strong center a good rotation between those two guys. So we're as long as everything, you know, stays the same right now, we'll have Bense back, so we're excited about that.
Okay. And the last guy that I have on my senior list is a guy that I have kind of a little special spot for, and that's Noah Simmons. And here's the deal with my thoughts on Noah, and I will ask you to expand on it. Noah is the guy that every good team has a Noah Simmons, and he's the guy who is not going to get a ton of minutes, shows up at every practice, brings skill, brings a little fire to the practice. Everybody on the team loves him, and he just does what you can ask him to do, and he'll do it.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Tom. I mean, you've nailed it with Noah. I mean, that's his personality, and I will, he's coming back too. So
he's got
another year.
I did not realize.
He's got another year. He gives us, and I sure hope that Noah can crack through and get some minutes next year. I think he can. You know, the biggest thing with Noah is his personality. And like you said, every single day brings the same energy. He's a fun guy to be around, cracks up the team, leaves that scout team, a little undersized at the position that he is, but he can shoot it. I'm really hopeful that, through the course of this spring and summer, he can stay healthy. He's had a lot of ankle problems, and that's kind of been part of the problem with him. And has never really been consistently healthy for a whole year. But I think if he can string together a really good spring and summer, he's going to have a chance to maybe crack into that rotation a little bit next year. So, but like you said, I mean, just an amazing kid, great family, really happy that he's with us, and hopefully his final year will be a good one too.
His teammates love him. Indelibly in my mind, that last shot, maybe in the last game, he hits his three from the corner. The whole bench goes crazy for him because they like the kid.
Oh, yeah, they love him. He's an energy guy. Like I said, one of the funniest guys on the team, and constantly cracking a joke or keeping the mood light. He's got a great role in our team, and we're blessed to have him. And excited to get him. He'll be another guy that has the opportunity to either get a double major or possibly go into the MBA program. And in the end, Tom, I mean, this is what it's all about. I mean, getting these guys an opportunity to play basketball, an opportunity to get their education, paid for or almost all paid for, and go out and do great things. And, I'm extremely proud of all of our grads we've had over the last 15 years. And these guys are going to be no exception to the rule. They're going to go out there and do really good things.
Okay, we look for Sid. Of course, we're going to look at new guys. And you're going to get Paxson. And he came in this year, Deglin's younger brother, redshirted. And, certainly the lineage is there for him, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we redshirted him. We redshirted Paxson and Cam Yowes. I think they played in one or two games early, but if they play in under six games, it's considered a redshirt year. Those young guys have a chance, really. I think that Paxson's a different version of Deglin. I mean, he's not his brother. He's a lefty. He's still got the same speed. Still got the same toughness. He's a little undersized, but he competes his tail off. Another guy that the team loves. He's always got a joke. He's always got a smile. Always brings the effort. Cam Yowes is another one that redshirted Lee Summit High School, where Bryson LaRue went. I think he has a chance to be a really good player for us down the road and as a wing. He's got to keep developing, keep getting stronger, but he worked his tail off, learned a lot this year. And then Calvin Blue is another one that, didn't play much this year. He's in his second year for us right now, but he's got a chance to be a really, really special wing, can really shoot it, bring some athleticism, can really fly around the rim. So we've got some, to my point earlier about these young guys, we've got some young guys and we're excited about their development. And if they just, we've been talking already since the season's been over about having a great spring, having a great summer, playing a kind of a mini league schedule in the summer against some other 4 years and just continuing to grow with this group.
Okay, so you're bringing back a couple of those seniors. You're going to get that additional year. Fantastic. And you got these young guys who are coming in. Does it leave you room for, are you out looking right now, or are you kind of already set? I mean, how does your recruiting shape out?
Yeah, it's a great question. So the one that we didn't talk about, Jack Vanderwoody has essentially the opportunity to walk in May and to graduate. So we're kind of in discussions right now. He's kind of in a place where he's deciding on what he wants to do with his future, whether he would like to come back and play his final year of eligibility, which would be his fourth because he redshirted for us, or if he wants to graduate and go out into the world and start doing great things. And of course, on a selfish side for the program, we'd love to have Jack back. One of the best 3-point shooters. His numbers this year were a little down, but just such a solid, solid player. But that's kind of going to be a to be determined thing. So for the sake of the conversation, let's say we lose Jack, Bryson, and Preston. You know, the plan for recruiting, we've signed a point guard out of Des Moines, Iowa. His name's Noah Martins, plays at Des Moines Dowling Catholic School. He's a stud. He is another version of Deglin, Jaden Bristol, John Harris, just a point guard that has a great IQ, great vision, competes his tail off. We're excited to add him. You know, like I said, if we lose Jack, Brian, Preston, I love what we have coming back. We've got a ton of sophomores, Harrison Kissling. We've got Larry Parker, I guess, will be a senior next year. We'll have Gabe and Drew. You know, we've got a really good core. Jared Lee. I think that we're probably going to look a little bit at the transfer market for a wing or two. Somebody that can come in and be a little older, be a 20, 21-year-old, maybe even older than that. That's played some college ball, that can bring some athleticism, can bring the ability to attack the rim, and then sprinkle our young wings in behind them or with them. So, you know, recruiting wise, you know, man, it is a completely different landscape than even 4 or 5 years ago. And right now the official NCAA transfer portal, is open. Kids are putting their names in, Division III, Division II guys, some Division I guys, but as it cranks up over the next month, I mean, I hate to say it, but there's going to be 4,000 to 5,000 players, you know, looking for a new place to play that have already played college basketball. That doesn't count JUCO transfers. That doesn't count NAI transfers. And so our task as a staff is to, if that's the route we want to go, is we have to find the right fit. I mean, we've got to find some guys that fit, that check all the boxes, right? High character, academically driven. They have to be competitively tough. They got to.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Kautz live at the arena for the second half action.
And with that, we welcome you back once again to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas. Many thanks to head coach Ryan Mooney, the BC guys, joining us at halftime. And now it's time to go to the second half of the ladies' contest. The home team, Benedictine, with a 45-21 lead. Welcome back, everyone, and many thanks to our man Joseph at the Care Sports Studio, handling all that stuff, all the work. We're just up here having a fun. Ball's going to come into Grandview. They'll put up a quick shot that misses. Offensive rebound follows up and misses. Rebound pulled down by Nicole, and they're going to say she travels with the basketball. It'll come back into Grandview. Now, here's what Grandview does. They are persistent. They are relentless. They will stay up to the basketball, and let's be very candid. They are much too good a team to just fold up their tents and say, oh, we're trailing at halftime. Let's go home. They are not going to do that. And the many fans that they brought down here today don't expect that to happen. And I don't expect that to happen. They're going to battle here in the second half. The feed will go over to the left side of the lane, backing in. The twisting shot is going to be up and miss, and rebound Brookerman. Grandview has struggled, shooting only 23% in the first half, where Benedictine has hit 47. Here's a feed into the lane. The ball's going to be knocked away from Nicole. And a little bump up the floor, no whistle, quickly into the forecourt. Down to the right side is going to go. The baseline runner is up and missing. Rebound, Kelly Stewart. And again, the defender stays right with her in the backcourt. Doesn't stand until she clears the ball away. She will continue to stay with her until she finally gets it in the hands of a guard or something to bring it up the floor. Now Kelly in the lane in trouble, kicks it out on top, and the Ravens are going to reset the offense. A minute into the second half, neither team has put anything on the board. Lady Raymond still leading at 45-21. Turnaround shot is going to be up for Brigham, and it won't go in. And a rebound up the floor, Grandview. Quickly, they're going to take it down the left side, go all the way into the corner. Now back it away, keep the dribble alive. Now head for the baseline. And as she goes up with a shot, we're going to get a whistle and a foul. Going to put Davis in at the free throw line. Lady Raymond's in the first half. 46% from the floor. 18-39. That's just fantastic play. Coming to the free throw line. Looking for the first point of the second half, and there it is. It's going to belong to Amaya Davidson. It'll be her sixth point of the game. She is 4 of 5, and this one is no good. It is 45-22, Benedictine. 8.5 to go. First half, and the Ravens are going to miss the first shot from underneath, and the rebound coming down to Grandview. So BC's a minute and a half in, a scoreless second half. The cross-court pass is going to be rescued. Grandview nearly turns it over. They'll feed it to the free throw line. Davidson will go in, and that was a great job of flying backward and kind of a borderline flop by Amaya Davidson, It'll be foul number two for Kelly Stork. And it'll be Benedictine's second foul of the third quarter. Lady Ravens still have not scored yet in the second half. Grandview with a basketball in front of their head coach, Jasmine Storr. The people go over to the left side as Grandview's going from left to right. Cross court. The spin into the lane. No shot available. Great defense. I mean, fantastic defense. Shot clock at two and at one, and they're going to turn it over. There are a lot of things you shouldn't do when you're down by over 20 points in the second half, and one of them is run a shot clock down to 2 seconds and then throw the ball away. No shot taken. The Ravens back up the floor with it. Benedictine with the original starting five of Riley Brueggemann and Owen Dieters with Michaela Bauman, Kelly Stork, and Nicole Stork. Here's Michaela. It's three. Doesn't drop. Rebound. Tipped out to Brueggemann. BC's going to reset. Michaela will go three again. That one won't go down. And it's going to get away. Go out of bounds. It will be Grandview basketball. So 2.5 minutes into the second half, the Lady Ravens still have not scored. But then by the same token, Grandview, well, they've only scored, what, one? So that's not going to get them back in a game scoring like that. 1 point every 2.5 minutes will not get you where you need to go for Grandview. And here's a ball. Going to be ripped away. And here comes Benedictine. Ravens are flying up the court. They do not have numbers. Feed to the left side to Brueggemann. All alone, it's up and in. Riley Brueggemann for two. She's got a dozen. And Benedictine's leading scorer on the season, averaging 17.8 points a game, has two more. Here's a shot blocked by Kelly. Taken away by Owen. Here come the Ravens. Owen Dieters into the forecourt, runs it over to the right side, holds it up, lobs underneath for Kelly. She'll go up, gets fouled. Kelly Stewart coming to the free throw line for two. The foul is on Grandview's Ellie Knox. It'll be her second foul of the afternoon. Dieters out of the ball game, and Moser will come in for Owen. Kelly Stewart coming to the line. Front half, no. Kelly with 6 points, all of them in the opening quarter. 2 of 2 at the free throw line before that one. Looking this one over and gets it. So she's 3 of 4 at the free throw line, has 7 points. And it is now 48-22, Benedictine. We go inside 7 minutes of play in the third quarter. Grandview with the basketball. Back over to the left side. It's going to be Anna Gosling. She'll drive, fall away, shoot and miss. Rebound, Ravens. Kelly coming up with a basketball, and here comes Brueggemann with a little left-hand dribble into the forecourt, looking in, down the floor in front of her. Skips it into the corner to Michaela. Bauman holds it up very deep. Bauman on top of the gun to Mosier, to Brueggemann. The feet in the lane. Here's Nicole, double dribbles the ball. No whistle. The feet in the middle. The backdoor pass got to be swept out of bounds. It'll be off the fingertips of Anna Gosling. Coach Storr is right. That was a double dribble down there. 6:20 to go in the first half. In the third quarter. 6:20 to go in the third quarter. Ravens bring it into Brueggemann in the right side. Nowhere to go, so she pulls up the shot, and it halfway goes in, but then spins away. Here comes Grandview. Galbraith down the floor. Pushes it off on top. Smith. They work the perimeter. Ottman to three. Short. Rebound. Brueggemann. Benedictine going to take it the other way. I'm going to tell you what, Grandview gets down the court defensively quick as any team I've seen. And now as the pass goes over to the left elbow to Kelly Stork, she's going to be fouled from behind. A defender races up, makes little contact. The whistle is going to be on Grandview's Ellie Knock, and very quickly she's picked up her second and now her third fouls of the game. Bauman checks out. Kelly checks out. The Ravens are going to get Fitzgerald and Hattie back into the game. 5:50 to play in the third quarter. The pass down low, and the Ravens are going to lose the handle on it. It's going to get away and go out of bounds. Benedictine turns it over. Diana Moser and Nicole Stork, Hattie Gross with Kyla Fitzgerald and Ronnie Brueggemann. There's your Benedictine five. On the floor for Grandview, you've got to have Hartley has come into the game for maybe the first time today. Hannah Hartley, the freshman from Reno. Here's a drive to the right side. Pretty little shot. It's going to be up and good for Grandview in the bucket by Lily Smith, her first point. 48-24. 5:20 to play in the third quarter. It has been a very uneventful third quarter. Not a lot of happening, not a lot of scoring. Here's a little backdoor pass, and it goes to Nicole Stork, who is fouled as the defender tries to slide in and pick it off. It'll be the third foul for Claire Galbraith. Again, for Grandview, just sitting their five out there, Davidson and Galbraith, Smith, Ottman, and Hartley. Benedictine will bring it into the free throw line, and it'll go to Hattie, back door, reverse layup, good. Give Hattie the assist, give the bucket to Fitzgerald. Kyla has eight, and it is 50-24, 5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Game moving along pretty briskly. We are thrilled to have you along on this beautiful Saturday here on KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison. Driving shot, right hand, up and no, and a traveling violation on Grandview. And the Ravens are going to get it back in. And that will bring us to the media break. We're taking a timeout here in the Nolan. It continues to be all Lady Ravens in this conference tournament semifinal game. Benedictine 50, Grandview 24.
When every moment counts, every detail matters. Amberwell Hospice Care brings compassionate local care to wherever you are, home, assisted living, or a nursing facility. Our team is here day and night, helping you manage symptoms, control pain, and focus on what matters most, time with your loved ones. We support your family, too, with grief counseling that starts on day one and continues after loss. You don't need to navigate this difficult time alone. Call Amberwell Hospice Care, 913-360-5520.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Coming out of the timeout, the Lady Ravens will be putting the ball in play from deep in the backcourt and just checking back into the game. Owen Dieters brings it up the floor. BC working the outside. They're probably going to get a little patient here, maybe look for the right shot. Here's Hattie with it. Topside to Kyla. Back over to the left is going to go. Driving down the left side, Moser scoops and scores. Diana Moser. Her first points of the afternoon. It is 52-24 Benedictine. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. BC traps the ball topside. The kick to the outside, back out to the perimeter. The 14-foot runner, nicely done. I'm going to tell you, Lily Smith has hit a couple of buckets here in the second half for Grandview, getting her only points so far this afternoon. Matter of fact, she's got the only two field goals of the second half for Grandview. Kyla Fitzgerald will take it to the free throw line. Cross-court pass, batted. Stolen by Grandview at 3:40 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine's lead is now 26. Nice backdoor pass, uncontested layup, up and off the window and good. The bucket for Grandview. I think it's on Hartley, right? Here comes the Ravens up the floor. 3:15 to go in the third quarter. Over to the right side is going to be Hattie. Feeds to Nicole. Backs in. Kicks it to the corner. The three, Kyla, too strong, and a rebound is going to be tracked down in the corner. That was Hartley hitting that bucket. Hannah's first points of the game, and back up comes Grandview. From the top, here's the only hot hand they've got, and she misses. Rebound tipped out, Ravens coming up the floor. It's Dieters. She'll look it over to the right side. Gross sidesteps the defender, goes in, goes up, off the window. Oh, a pretty play! For Benedictine, and Hattie Gross has four. 54-28. 2.5 to go in a low-scoring third quarter. Grammy is going to go deeper into the bench now. Coming back into the game, we're going to get Abby Jones checking in for the first time this afternoon. We're going to get Ava Peterson. Ava Peterson, pay no attention to the program. She is not 6 foot nine. I'm guessing she's 5 foot nine. 2:29 to go in the first half. Ava Peterson. 2:17 to go. The ball loose. Picked back up. Grandview. The Ravens are going to commit a foul. I'm going 5-9. 2:13 to go in the third quarter. And a Benedictine foul. It's going to be the second here this afternoon for Hattie Gross. At the free throw line for Grandview, it's going to be Amaya Davidson. I like how she plays. Hard worker out there on the floor. Hits that free throw. Comes to the line a lot. She is 5 of 7 at the free throw line this afternoon. Second free throw. It's going to roll around and go in. She'll get that one also. It is 54-30 as Grandview cuts the gap with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Brueggemann over to the right side. Plays off the screen. Kelly Stork. The ball bounced to Kelly. Now it's going to be stolen. Here comes the aforementioned Amaya Davidson. She'll bring it down the floor, dump it out on the top where the three is launched and hit. Wow. Long-range shot dialed up and knocked down by Karen Ottman. That will be her first point of the game. And the Ravens are going to throw it away down to the baseline, and Benedictine is going to take a timeout. Let's do it. We're taking a break with Coach Folsom. At a minute 41 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine 54, Grandview 33.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
For the shooting numbers, for Grammy have moved up maybe just a little bit, and for Benedictine have moved down maybe just a little bit, but still, they're so substantially different. Grammy is 11 of 42. Now that's 26%. Benedictine is 22 of 48, 46%. And all the other numbers just pretty much fall in line with how those lead you down the road. BC is playing very well. Grammy with the basketball coming out of the timeout. Nice little backdoor pass. Shot is going to be up a block. Connor Fitzgerald coming up with a block, and the Lady Ravens are going to run it into the forecourt. They'll pass down to Kelly off the block. It's up high off the scoreboard and good. Off the backboard and good. Kelly Stork, 56-33. All five players for Grandview are above the three-point ring. Now they're going to drop Karen Ottman down to the block where she'll take the shot and draw the foul. Kelly Stork says she threw an elbow into me. The official says, nah, I saw you commit a foul. It'll be Kelly's third. And the conference freshman of the year is going to be coming out of the game with that third personal foul. And at the line, Karen Ottman. The free throw? No. Ottman hit a three-point shot a little while ago for her first points of the game. And at the free throw line, she's pretty good. It's 60 of 82 this year, 73.2%. Second free throw, very short, and the Ravens are going to rebound it off the floor. Here comes Brueggemann. Runs into the forecourt, climbs over to the right side, jumps into the corner to Hattie. She'll go three, no. Rebound tipped out on top. It's going to be saved by Hattie. She'll get it to Dieters. and the Ravens are going to reset the offense. We're in the last minute of quarter three. The feed underneath. Pass comes back out on top, and Brueggemann unable to get a handle on that thing. It's going to go out of bounds right over there by Don, sitting in the front row. He could have jumped up and grabbed that thing, but he just let it go. It's all right. 40 seconds left. Here comes Grandview. The dish left. A very long, uncontested three is quite short. And it'll be Nicole rebounding it down. Benedictin with a lot of time. Shot clock is off at 23 seconds left in the third quarter. Out on top, it's going to be Dieters. Here's a three for Hattie. Maybe that was a pass. And now the shot by Nicole is going to be blocked out of bounds. Ravens will have it into the baseline with 11 seconds left in the third quarter, leading it by some 23 points. This is going to take a moment, and here we go. Dieters to inbound. Looks it in. Gets it to Brueggemann. BC can be patient. They can look for the shot they want. Brueggemann will go to the right. She'll go in, fall away, put the shot up, and it won't fall. And with 1 second, the rebound, and that is the end of quarter number three. We're going to the fourth quarter in the Nolan Gymnasium as the Lady Ravens getting set to make their way to the conference championship game. It's Benedictine 56, Grandview 33.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Well, here's the thing. In the third quarter, actually the third quarter was won by Grandview 12-11. But if you're only gaining 1 point a quarter and you go to the fourth quarter trailing by 23, it's a bit of an uphill stroke, okay? We'll see how that happens, how it shakes out, as the Lady Ravens are going to be putting the ball in play to begin the fourth, leading 56-33. Welcome back to the Nolan, everybody. Joseph producing and engineering in the studio. Tom Kautz with you here courtside. The winner of this game will play the winner of the Mid-America Culver Stockton game. 3-point shot. Perfect for Kyla Fitzgerald. So Kyla has 11, and it's 59-33. Now, Culver Stockton at Mid-America, and they moved their time until up to earlier, just 6 o'clock tonight. So they're going to know who their opponent will be. Here's a three from the left. Nicely done, and that is a second 3-point shot for Karen Ottman, 59-36. Karen Ottman, a 6'1" freshman from Johnson, Nebraska. Ravens on top. Dieters goes three. Bumps out. Nope. Rebound slapped around. Out of bounds. Grandview basketball. 8:50 to play in the regular season. Now, I'm looking at these two teams. Grandview 22-7. Benedictine 23-6. Should Grandview lose, I suspect that they go to the postseason tournament, national tournament anyway. At 22-7 and 22-8, the number 3 seed in the conference tournament, and the fact that they're, with the new rating system, Grandview, I believe, is ahead of Benedictine, right? In the PRS or whatever they call that. I think so. So So they've got that going for them. So they will probably still make a national tournament appearance. Here's a three-point shot for the right side for the Vikings, and Lily Smith has seven. 59-39 with 8.5 to go. Benedictine up the floor. Here's Bergman down the left side. Playing it up top side against Smith. The feed to the block. Nicole skips it out to Riley. Steps inside. Puts up a runner that misses. And she's fouled on that shot. Bergman coming to the free throw line. The foul is going to be on Lily. It'll be her first. It'll be the first fourth quarter foul by either team. And at 8:07 to go in the ballgame, here comes Riley Bergman to the free throw line. Shot? Yes. Riley is a 88.9% free throw shooter. That was her 13th point, and that is her 14th point. 61-39. Well, one of the questions I've got in my mind, at least, is will Grandview score more than they did the last time they played Benedictine, which was 48, a season low? Here's a three. Wow, that's an air ball. Rebounding it down. Kyla. Here comes Owen. Peters will ease away into the forecourt, work her way over to the left in front of the Raven bench, comes back out on top to Kyla. Fitzgerald over to Michaela Bauman to check back in. There's a three. Bergman. Rebound slapped around on the floor. Taken down by Grandview. Hartley pulls it away, and they'll race once again into the forecourt. Lily Smith will have it down the left side. Out on top to Hartley. She'll go all the way to the baseline. Stop inside the lane. Be picked up by a Raven defender. Tumble to the floor. We're going to get a foul called on Michaela. Bauman picking up her first foul of the game. And for the Ravens, Kelly Stork, Diana Mosier will come in, replacing Fitzgerald and Brueggemann. 7:23 to go. For Grandview, they're going to look back at this thing and say, that second quarter, my. If not for the second quarter, we got about a one-point game going here. Here's a baseline. Three is up and good. And Lily Smith is coming off the bench to explode for double-figure scoring. 61-42. Ravens three. Oh, my goodness, Michaela. Wow, 14. 64-42. Inside 7 minutes left. Smith goes in, pulls up, kicks it off on top. Davison to the baseline. Off the rim and good for two. 10 points for Amaya Davison. 64-44. 6.5 left. Nicole to Owen. A lot of times she was going to take that drive down the left side and go all the way to the baseline and put up a layup, but this time she elects to run a little time off the clock. Now she's going to go from 15. It does not fall. The rebound saved by Kelly. And Ravens are going to bring it back. A jumper is going to be up a good. Dieters will get her two anyway. Giving her seven tonight. 66-44. 6 minutes to play. Grandview up the floor, watching their season wind down. The long, long, long three misses. And the Ravens up the court. And again, Coach Folsom holds the hands in the air saying, all right, slow this thing down. 5:45 to go. Mosier gets it out on top to Nicole. Now over to Kelly. Back to Nicole. Right side, Michaela. Shotgun at 11. Back out on top, Nicole. She can hit this three. Doesn't, and the rebound's going to be slapped around. Grandview will sweep it down. Coming up with the rebound is going to be Abby Jones. And here's a three on the other end. Very short. Rebound, Nicole. Very different styles because very different circumstances for Grandview. Racing down the court, getting away that first clean look for Benedictine. Crank some time. We're down now to 5 minutes to play. PC goes left side. Michaela cuts in, baseline pass, going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds. And that will bring us to a break. Time out of the court, 4:59 to go in the game. Lady Ravens going to win it. They're in front, 66-44.
Hi. This is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
All right. In the first half of this quarter, we've seen Grandview improve their shooting percentage to 28%. Benedictine holding steady at 46%. And it is still a 22-point Lady Raven lead. Inside 5 minutes to play. Benedictine will bring it in. But the shot clock way down. Is it 8? Is it 6? And now they're going to call Bergman for travel up top side. She has a bit of a bewildered look. And she can't quite figure out how that went. And the Ravens win over Missouri Baptist on Wednesday. They matched their season high. 13 three-point shots. They are at 9 here this afternoon. Unlikely to hit 13 today. They're going to be a little patient and burn a lot of time, try to work it in the middle. Here's a 3-4 Grandview that will be off the mark, and Moser comes down with a rebound. Bergman comes up the floor with a basketball, and in the game now for Grandview is going to be Adeline Rooney, a freshman from Omaha. Addie's out there, got 0.9 points a game. This is only her 17th appearance this season in 29 games. So for Grandview, probably a smart play. Coach Storr getting some of the young players some playoff game time minutes. Here's Bergman. She'll cross over and get run into and get fouled down at the baseline. This whistle is going to be on Hannah Hartley, the 6'1 Reno, Nevada native. She's a grad student up at Grandview. Benedictine is going to bring Michaela out of the game. She's probably done for the afternoon. Check that Raven 5 out there. Bergman will bring it in. Fitzgerald, Moser, Hattie's out there, and Kelly. Here's a pass over to Kelly. Deep in the corner to Bergman. 11 on the shot clock. Top side to Kyla. She'll drive, sky hook, nope. Rebound underneath, pulled down by Grandview. And again, it's going to be Adeline Rooney out of Omaha. Rooney will drive down, lose the handle, is on the floor, and the Ravens steal it from her. So the freshman with a turnover, and Benedictine back into the forecourt. It comes up with their sophomore, Hattie Gross, out of Frankfort, Kansas. 3.5 minutes left. Wait a minute, Michaela's going to get back out there. Running shot, high off the window, no. Here's the thing. McKenna's going to go out there because, let's be very honest, it's the last time she's ever going to be on this floor, okay? She needs to go out there and she needs to get that tip of the hat because she has earned it and then some. The same thing for Grace Dixon. She's coming into the game for the same reason. Kelly Stewart's going to go out and Hattie's going to go out. And the Ravens have a kind of an interesting mix of players out here, but it's all good. 3 minutes to go. And you've got your four seniors out on the court right now for Benedictine. Here comes Grandview up the floor. It's knocked away, loose in the court, and recovered just before going over and back. 2 minutes and 40 to play. Benedictine with four seniors, and here's Michaela Bauman going to pick up a foul. Grace Dixon, Diana Moser, Kyla Fitzgerald, Michaela Bauman. the Benedictine seniors this year. All of them on the floor with Riley Brueggemann. The ball comes in, and Grandview works it to the right side. 2.5 minutes to go. The skip to the block. It's on the floor. Grandview twists and turns, and a falling away shot misses. But a nice offensive rebound underneath. Brought back to the right side of the lane. The kick to the point. The long three, bit short. Rebound. Grace Dixon with the board. And here comes Brueggemann. Grandview is going to go to the bench, and they're going to get Ava Peterson into the game, the sophomore out of Superior, Wisconsin. 2 minutes to play. Brueggemann kicks it over to the right side. Ravens are going to bring in a fresh four. Here will be the exit of the seniors, and the shot goes up and good. We're going to get a stoppage of play, and hold on. This is going to be, it should be, a little bit of a spectacle, okay? You're going to take some time. If one at a time, these seniors are going to come off the floor, and the crowd needs to understand that here come the seniors off this floor for what very possibly and frankly very likely is going to be the final time. The first one off is going to be Kyla Fitzgerald, the 5'10 senior from Australia. The second one, Diana Moser, the 5'7 senior from Brazil. The third to come off the floor, the 6'1 senior from Manhattan, that's Grace Dixon. And the fourth senior to come off the court from Blair, Nebraska, the 5'8 senior, it's Michaela Bauman. The crowd recognizing them. Get them on their feet, Ed. Well done to this group. What great careers they've had at home, and they are not done yet. Here's a drive left side, running shot up, no good. And a rebound on the floor. Brueggemann is going to handle it down. You got Brueggemann and Lilies out there. You've got Maggie Torber out of the court, Hattie Gross, and over on the right side, it's going to be Edson out there. We haven't seen Macy a lot lately, the 6'3 freshman. Edson, hook shot, got it! Macy Edson! 70-44. Will Grandview hit the 48 they scored the last time, which is their season low? Are they going to be held to a new season low here today? And they're going to stop play for Grandview to rotate a player in. Out of the game is going to come Hartley, the grad student. And into the game, we're going to get Avery Ryan, a sophomore from Johnston, Iowa. That's Johnston with a T. Here's the feed left side, backing in, twisting, no shot, out on top. Oh, here's a three, looks too long. And a rebound, cleared away by Benedictine. Lily Martin comes down with a rebound of the Ravens into the forecourt with a minute to go. Here's Macy, needs some help, brings it topside. Brueggemann, 18 on the shot clock, over to the left. Backing in, it's gotta be Torber, no room. Out on top, 11 on the shot clock. The feed underneath to Macy. Gets fouled? No. The official pulls his arm back down. The shot on his way is going to be short. Grandview will rebound it down. Grandview is going to be held to a new season low here today. 19 seconds left. The feed underneath. The crossover. The layup is going to be up and good. That is Taryn Ottman. And the Ravens will not take a shot. The final score this afternoon in the Nolan Gymnasium, Benedictine 70, Grandview 46, and we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this. When every moment counts, every detail matters. Amberwell Hospice Care brings compassionate local care to wherever you are, home, assisted living, or a nursing facility. Our team is here day and night, helping you manage symptoms, control pain, and focus on what matters most, time with your loved ones. We support your family, too, with grief counseling that starts on day one and continues after loss.
You don't need to navigate this difficult time alone. Call Amberwell Hospice Care, 913-360-5520.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening set to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long.
Good to have you back with us here in the Nolan Gymnasium for what, possibly, is the final time this season. Time will tell, as Benedictine this afternoon with an impressive 70-46 win over Grandview in the Women's Conference semifinals here this afternoon. Let's take a look at how this scoring all came together. First of all, for Grandview, my goodness, 10 points apiece for Amaya Davidson and Lily Smith coming off the bench. 8 for Kieran Ottman, 5 for Anna Gosling, 3 apiece for Ava Solseth and Claire Galbraith and Abigail Jones. Hartley had 2, and Ellie Knock had 2. For the Lady Ravens, what a great day again for Riley Bergman, Michaela Bauman, 14 apiece. Double digits also for Kyla Fitzgerald with 11. Kelly Stork with 9 this afternoon. It was a 7-point day for Owen Dieters, 5 for Nicole Stork. Hattie Gross with 4 and 2 apiece. Diana Moser and Macy Edson. For the Ravens, one of the big things in the game was holding Anna Gosling to a low number. She scored 5. First team all-conference player averages almost 18 a game. And Benedictine did a superb job with her today. Grandview will now be 22-8. And they're just going to have to wait and see if they get invited to the national tournament. For Benedictine, the record improves to 24, 24-6, and they will be playing in the postseason championship on Tuesday against the winner of the game at 6 o'clock tonight as Culver Stockton is at Mid-America. So Jeanette Bergen and John Lewis getting together, a couple of really good coaches who put together great seasons for their teams. That will be a very good one down in the Bell Family Arena. The winner of that game will get Benedictine. And, of course, depending on who wins, that'll depend on where we are at Tuesday. Wherever it is, we're going to be with you here on Care Radio. Looking forward to that. Hey, we want to thank you for having joined us this afternoon. Got to thank Coach Moody, Benedictine men's head basketball coach, for joining us at halftime. And great appreciation is all Mr. Joseph, running the board, taking care of us all back into Care Radio Sports Studios, doing all that stuff he does. Joseph, thank you so very much. That said, until we greet you on Tuesday, for Joseph, Tom Counts here in the Nolan Gymnasium, Lady Ravens winning it 70-46. We'll see you Tuesday. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on Care Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.